45 marathons in 45 days. Was this your idea?
It was, yeah, yeah. Essentially, I wanted to do something a little bit more than your average John O'Groats to Land's End, and also get more exposure. So the idea is to go from John O'Groats to Glasgow to Edinburgh, across the Lake District, then all around Cheshire, then drop down to Birmingham, then eventually across all the way sort of to London, around London, along the M4, Cardiff, and then out, and then all the way down to Land's End. The wheelchair is symbolistic. I'm raising money for specialised rehab equipment for wounded soldiers. I've worked at the QE Hospital, the major referral place for all the guys coming in from conflict zones. So there's something symbolistic there. And also the barrel, the barrel's rolling out the barrel for charity. People can come and join me and put money in there. And it's really heavy. It's a beast. So it adds a totally different slant to the challenge. It feels more like a couple of marathons back-to-back every day. So it's a sort of 10, 12, 14-hour day.
Rewinding the clock to when you came up with the idea, I'm guessing that you keep yourself in pretty good shape. You'd done a few marathons before?
I've done a few marathons. I wouldn't say I'm a runner, to be honest. I hate running. So, I do try and keep in shape, but it's difficult to train for this sort of thing. It's more a mental battle, really.
I suppose one of the pluses is, when we look at the route that you're doing, is that you've got some phenomenal scenery around you, and, it's different all the time.
It's stunning. I've ruptured my tendons on my right leg. Actually, the second day in, I was scared. I was running up a mountain because of the bad visibility and dropped down an incline and all ripped. So, yeah, I've been struggling. So quite a lot of the marathons thereafter, up until yesterday, I've been sort of hobbling and running, and it's just been horrible. So looking at the scenery has carried me through.
Have there been moments where you've thought that you're not going to make this? I mean, let's not jump the gun. There is still a heck of a long way to go, but you sound like a man that is very confident that you're going to get through it regardless.
Yeah, the fourth night I was awake all night. I was in absolute agony, and voices were on my shoulders just laughing at me. Oh, you're not going to do this. You've had it. It's finished, this sort of thing. And I just got up. I was just furious with the world, with my luck and everything. I was right, I'm up and off, and I was out of the door sort of by 4 o'clock, and thought, right, well, I have to hobble. I'll hobble. I'll just spend 16 hours a day, and I hobbled, and that's exactly what I did.
Excellent. Well,
I'm healing. It's American. I'm really pushing myself hard, but I am healing now. Yesterday was my best day since, so yeah, I'm okay. Fingers crossed. I don't want to tempt the gods.
Now, people can follow your progress. It's a brilliant website you've got set up, actually, which is icananduiwill.co.uk. And they can sponsor you there as well.
They can, yeah. They can either do it by text to donate or by the actual donation system by Virgin. It's all 100% goes to the specialised rehab equipment for the wounded soldiers and the children with terminal illnesses and critical illnesses. So they can be happy on their website. They can see what the equipment is that they're funding. They'll know that it's the best that we can get. It's going to treat thousands of patients. It's something tangible. It's something real that you can feel good about.
And anyone that can't make it online just now but has their mobile to hand, they can text and donate as well. Now, you're texting the number 70070, so 770.
Yeah, you text ICIW 99, I'll say again, ICIW 99 to, with the amount to 770, yeah.
Yeah, and you need to put the pound sign in there as well before the amount. But as I say, full details online as well. Gavin, you must have seen every single element of weather as well. I mean, one of the risks of running it in August is that it was going to be too hot. That's never been a problem for you in Scotland.
Everything in one day. It's the hurricane come over and hit me when I was on some of the highest stuff and most sort of lonely stuff, and that was hard. That was really hard because I was hobbling along. I couldn't really keep warm enough because I was hobbling. I couldn't run, sort of thing. So that was really hard. Yeah.
Well, fingers crossed that it gets a wee bit easier for you, but I think regardless of what's thrown at you, you're going to come through the other side with your arms raised by the end of it. So congratulations on what you've done so far, and let me give out that website address once again, which is icananduiwill.co.uk. Gavin, thanks very much. All the very best.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's Gavin Sanford.